USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're going to ensure that we have a safe inauguration.
Vice President Mike Pence's comments at a security briefing regarding the inauguration. The Vice President continues.
President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are sworn in as the new President and Vice President of the United States in a manner consistent with our history, with our traditions, in a way that gives honor to the American people and to the United States.
Also speaking at FEMA headquarters, Acting FEMA Director Pete Gaynor has a message for Americans.
I have the utmost confidence in the agencies and the law enforcement partners who have developed and are implementing a comprehensive security plan.
Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 69 points to finish at 3992. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President-elect Joe Biden will be delivering a primetime address on Thursday. Biden will be discussing his plan to combat the coronavirus and how to get direct economic aid to American families. The Biden campaign saying the package will be narrowed to gain GOP support and under $2 trillion. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick telling USA Radio News more direct payments could be coming to the American people.
The talking point there seems to be that they're going to raise that from the previous $600 to $2,000 that goes to moderate and low-income households.
As vaccines continue across the nation, over 1 million Texans are vaccinated against the coronavirus. Texas Governor Greg Abbott making the announcement on Thursday, saying it makes the state the national leader in vaccine distribution. The governor says healthcare workers deserve a lot of the thanks for their work in helping others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The House and Senate not in session on Thursday, but impeachment is still on lawmakers' minds.
With the House's impeachment vote on Wednesday, all eyes are now on the Senate to see what the next steps will be. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he would not call the Senate back into session to address the articles, meaning the earliest the process would start is the day before President Trump leaves office. Senator Lindsey Graham called on President-elect Joe Biden to push for an end to the impeachment process. The South Carolina Republican told Fox News that the effort to remove President Trump was a divisive attack on the presidency.
To my Republican colleagues, let's stand up for the idea that post-presidential impeachments are bad for the presidency, bad for the country, and if we go along with it as Republicans, we will destroy the Republican Party. If we do it as a Senate, I think over time we'll destroy the presidency. So Joe Biden, if you're watching tonight, you have a chance to practice what you preach. You should call on Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and say, for the good of the country, President Trump will be leaving office on January the 20th. Let's stop impeachment. Let's stop it now.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Google admitted that it has run experiments in which it hides news sites from search results in Australia as it negotiates a new regulatory proposal with the Australian government. Google also under fire from some in the United States for banning Parler from its App Store. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.